This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi, everyone. How are you? And how has your week gone for you? If it's been good, we hope we can make it even better. And if it hasn't been so good, well, then you'll need the cheering up our program can give you. We have lots of bright music planned, including a visit in Company Corner where we're going to hear a cute song called I Love Broccoli. Sound a bit unusual? Well, our story is going to be a unique one as well. Do you know someone who has Alzheimer's disease? Do you even know what it is? Well, in today's story, the family has to deal with a grandmother who has Alzheimer's disease. It's a story dealing with a very current problem. But before story time, of course, comes sing time. And one of the lessons that the family in today's story learns is that love is the key to understanding and dealing with someone who has an incurable disease. So, cousins, let's start out with some songs on the important subject of love. What have you got ready for us today?
Love, love, love.
Was good for starters, but we need another one. Since that was a chorus about the subject of love, how about a hymn this time?
We should love and help each other.
Well, our cousins' first two songs have been about showing love to one another and helping one another. It's one thing to say that. It's another thing to really do it. If we really want to love someone, we ought to be willing to be their servant. Be someone's servant? Well, that's what this next song by our choir is all about. It says, if you want to be great, you have to learn to be a servant.
If you want to be great, in God's kingdom,
have something very special that we're going to hear today. This is the week that we are to hear from Melissa, and also the week we are to hear from Carl. In addition to singing their solos, they are also going to join their voices in a duet. Let's see, Melissa, I think we'll have your song first. It really goes well with the love songs that the choir sang. You see, you can give without loving, but you can't really love without giving. And Melissa, your medley of songs and your verses are all about giving and sharing.
Be a cheerful giver, be a cheerful giver. Try it once and you will see it's more fun to give than to receive. So when you have a cupcake, a toy, or a good friend, don't keep it to yourself, share it with someone. Sharing it with love will make your joy double. Sharing is twice the fun. Sharing is twice the fun.
Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:16.
And now, Carl, let's hear your medley of songs that tell us how big and how great our God is.
Who makes the night, the day so fair, and guides the birds up in the air? Who keeps me in his tender care? God, my heavenly Father. Who watches closely while I play? Keeps me, loves me every day. Who hears me when I softly pray? God, my heavenly Father. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. He made the stars. Elephants too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
Now that you've sung your solos, let's hear your duet. Unto Thee, O Lord.
Unto Thee, O Lord.
Well, thank you, Carl and Melissa. That was a special treat, and oh, I like that song, because it gives praise to our Lord. You know, boys and girls, so many times we think about all the things we have to complain about instead of the things for which we can be thankful. And we should lift our voices and our hearts and our hands to the Lord in praise for all of His goodness. In fact, as I was listening to Carl and Melissa sing that song, I couldn't help but think about a poem that I would like to share with you. I saw a little bird one day. 'Twas sitting on a wire. The air was cold and frosty, and I longed for the fire. But that little bird stretched wide his beak, and melody flowed out. He didn't seem to mind the cold, just sang and looked about. From out his feathered throat there came a song of pure delight. The wind blew hard and the snow swirled by, but he sang with all his might. I bowed my head and said, "Dear Lord, make me like that small bird. When things are cold and drear, O Lord, please make my song be heard. If I can sing when harsh winds blow and things are drear and cold, I'll be of help to other hearts who've almost lost their hold. Lord, give me courage to sing out, though skies above seem gray, and may I, like the little bird, help make a happy day." Well, I hope you enjoyed that poem and that all of us will be like that little bird and sing even when things seem sad around us. Hey, I promised you another special thing today, a song all about liking broccoli. I can just hear some of you saying, "Broccoli, love it, yuck, oh no." Well, let's pause for a moment in Company Corner and listen to a young man who's been with us before with his sister Julie, but this time John Bartsch is singing all by himself. It's a song that comes from Patch the Pirate, and it's called, believe it or not, "I Love Broccoli." Listen. This is probably a strange place to stop and pray, but you know something? There are people in this world who would love to have broccoli or anything else for that matter to eat. Boys and girls, even while we're listening to this program, there are going to be people who will die because they don't have enough to eat. So let's take a moment to thank the Lord for our blessings, but also to pray for those who have such great needs.
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
O Lord, forgive me when I whine. I'm blessed indeed, the world is mine. Thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings to us, for food, for clothing, for friends, for family. Today we pray for those who will have to go without food, and especially for those who do not know you, Lord Jesus, who is the bread of life. May they come to know you and trust you today. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Our three nieces have a song ready that will really make us think. And in fact, it's a good go-along-with-the-story song in a way. It's one thing to say we love people, like those who have special needs in our family or in our neighborhood. But it's quite another thing to show love by our actions. Listen to the good words of the song Becky, Lisa Sue, and Mary Beth have ready.
If you have named the name of Jesus, if you're known as one of his, remember that the world is watching to see how your victory is. What you are, speak so loud that the world can't hear what you say. They're looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging from your actions every day. Don't believe by claiming what you've never known. They'll accept what they see and know you to be.
aloud, that the world can't hear what you say. They're looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging from your actions every day. Don't believe you'll deceive by claiming what you've never known. They'll accept what they see and know you to be. They'll judge from your life alone.
Oh, I hope you'll remember the words of that good song by our three nieces. What you are speaks so loud that many times the world cannot hear what you are saying. Be sure to live the Christian life if you claim to be a Christian. Hey, by the way, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids, it's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get ourselves all settled for our interesting story called God's Training School. Just before the story, Stacy from our second cousins has a song that is really a wonderful prayer. Lord, give me the gift of love.
Give me the gift of love. Lord, give me the gift of love. May I reach out to those in need with some kindly word or deed. Oh, fill my heart, Lord, with a gift of love. There are many souls in need of a loving word or deed, and so with compassion I pray my heart you'd move and touch my eyes that I may see some soul that I might reach for thee. Oh, bless my life, Lord, with the gift of love. Give me the gift of love. Lord, give me the gift of love. May I reach out to those in need with some kindly word or deed. I'll fill my heart, Lord, with a gift of love.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by V. Louise Cunningham, is entitled God's Training School.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Graham.
Hi, Shelley. I was just fixing some coffee for Graham and me. Would you like some juice?
Sure, I'd like some.
Did you have a good day at school, Shelley?
It was okay, Graham.
Just okay? I thought this was the big day for oral reports.
What was your report about?
I did some research on the Alcid family of diving birds. They can swim better than they can fly. The teacher...
I used to go to school. Did you have a good day at school today?
It was okay, Grandma.
Mom, Shelley was telling us about a report at school today. Go on, dear. I remember how fascinated you were with the diving birds when we saw them at the aquarium. The teacher must have been impressed with all the research you did on them.
I got so nervous. I was the last one to give my report.
Why are we all dressed up?
Because we're having dinner with the Hoyles, Mother.
Oh, the Hoyles are so nice. I remember when we spent a week with them at the lake. It was so pretty.
It is pretty at the lake, Mom. But Shelley was going to finish telling us about a report at school today. Go on, honey. The teacher said...
I remember going to school when I was a girl. I had to leave early in the morning and catch a bus to the city. I used to like school. Did you have a good day at school, Shelley?
Like I said, it was okay.
Why are we all dressed up?
We're having dinner with the Hoyles.
Oh, the Hoyles are such nice people. Where are you going, Shelley? I was just going to tell you about the time we spent a week at the lake with them.
Maybe later. I've got to study.
Shelley, you didn't finish telling about your report.
It's no big deal.
A little later, Mother paused at the door to Shelley's room.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute, honey.
I already know what you're going to say. It's about Grandma. How can you be so patient?
I remind myself that Grandma is sick with Alzheimer's disease, and she doesn't remember that she has already asked a question or told a story. And she doesn't realize that you haven't finished telling your story yet. Her disease is something like a short circuit in the brain. She can't help it.
Can't she go to the doctor and take some pills or something?
Unfortunately, there's no medicine that will cure the disease.
Well, how come she has to live here? Couldn't she go to a home or something?
There may come a time when she will have to go to a home, but for now she's happier here.
I don't like to ask any of my friends over anymore because they laugh and make fun of her.
That's too bad, but I guess that's really their problem. I know it isn't always easy to be patient, but we love Grandma, and this is what is best for her now.
You know, I wish I were old enough to go to the mission field like that missionary lady who spoke in church last Sunday. Then I wouldn't have to listen to Grandma's stories for the 100th time.
And do you think life on the mission field would be easy?
Maybe not. But it would be so exciting to tell the people there about Jesus.
Yes, but there would also be difficult people on the mission field to challenge you, too. They would need your special understanding, just like Grandma does.
Oh, Mom!
Miss Barton said one lady came and stared in her window every day, remember? I'm sure that's just as annoying as answering the same question over and over.
But I'd be doing important work for God, so it would be worth it.
Grandma is important, too. And here's something for you to think about. It's often through our family situations that God prepares us for a bigger ministry later. Think of yourself as in God's training school. If the Lord leads you to become a missionary, the patience you've learned at home will help you through the difficult times then.
I know you're right, Mom. But it's so hard to be patient.
Oh, there you are, Shelley. I didn't know you were home.
Yes, Shelley's home from school, Mom. She and I were just having a little chat.
Did you have a good day at school, Shelley?
It was pretty good, Gram.
I remember when I was a little girl and we had to get up so early in the morning to go to school.
Why don't you come with me, Mother, and tell me about it?
I'm sure you have more important things to do than listen to me talk about old times, but I just came to ask why I have my good dress on. Why are we all dressed up?
We're having dinner with the Hoyles, Gram.
Oh, they're such nice people. I remember the time we were at the lake together.
I think I ought to.
Okay, Mom. Go ahead. Finish your work. Gram can stay with me. Tell me about your time at the lake, Grandma. You were with the Hoyles, right?
We spent the whole week at the lake. Oh, it was so pretty. The Hoyles are such nice.
Shelley listened to her grandmother, and as she listened, she prayed. She prayed that God would help her to be more patient, more understanding, and have more real love. After all, these were the very things she would need to learn, whatever she might be and wherever she might live, in a foreign country, in America, or right in her own home. Well, that was a good story, wasn't it? And such an important one for each of us, whether we have someone living with us or near us who needs help and understanding, or whether we don't. Because someday we might have someone who really needs our love and our understanding. Well, time's up for today's visit. I hope that you'll write me this week. Perhaps you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share. I'm here to help you in any way I can. And of course, don't forget to write and ask for Keys for Kids, 2 full months of exciting stories and more. It's yours for the asking. Here's where you can write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.